K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports, home of KC University out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer coming to you before day two of Wild Card Weekend begins. Oh boy. January 12th. Let's get settled in. 2025 Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, that is football, men's, women's basketball, women's volleyball. Here, coming up very soon, I believe, next weekend, the start of indoor track season for the men's and women's track and field team. Indoor season, we're not talking about outdoor with the cold and everything else like that. If it's your first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much once again for stopping by and giving us a listen. This women's basketball postcast will come out tomorrow night. The men's, unfortunately, will come out tonight. I already recorded that. It was a little bit of an instant reaction to what went down yesterday with the men's team losing to Houston. But on the flip side, getting into this right now, the women continue to, like I have sat here in the studio, in the EG3 studio, for most of the year, destroying opponents led by Tamira Poindexter's latest epic performance against an opponent. This time, it is against BYU in a sweep. K-State women's basketball sweeps the state of Utah on the road, in which Alex said that they're going to try drop one during the weekend, but that did not happen, obviously. Impressive performances across the board from the women's basketball team. I thought they were going to lose. Well, I didn't say it, but I thought they were going to drop one at Utah. That didn't happen because of the way Utah was playing going into that game. K-State put the drums on them in the second half. Here, Tamira Poindexter. Season-high Tamira Poindexter there. K-State opened this game with a seven. That's not what I was talking about. But anyways, scored the game 92-65 over the Lady Cougars in Provo. And oh, by the way, what's getting lost in this? K-State came on this road trip, right, with a 10-game winning streak plus two. K-State, 12-game winning streak, sixth longest now in K-State history, 17-1. Now, in 2024-25 season there as well, and this is the second time in the Jeff Mitty era, 17-1 there as well this game. Tamira Poindexter, 24 points last night, 19-14 for shooting from the field, including 50% from downtown. Boy, have I said that a lot this year about a lot of these players, whether it's Poindexter, Sides, Sundell, Jalen Glenn. Again, can I remind you again? It's not just Aoki Lee and Serena Sundell. It's the whole team. You have if one star player doesn't have it, the other one does. Or anybody else goes off, right? A Terrence Sides. We saw that. We talked about it earlier. We saw it this year. Prime example, a Zionna Walker earlier this year. Tamira Poindexter did this at the beginning of the year. And now, when she catches fire, she can go off. And this is what you're talking about, depth piece to this roster, right? And look, they were deep last year, but I think they're even more deeper because you can save Aoki Lee for down the stretch. You can put in a Kenny Taylor who can put up a double-digit night. Terrence Hides comes off the bench, right, and gives you that swag right off the bench, right? Gisele Sanchez, Eliza Maupin, Imani Lester's been giving a lot of minutes. Imani Lester's been getting a lot of minutes this year. It's all the above, right? Speaking of Serena Sundell, 6 double-double of the season, 12 points, 13 assists, 3 rebounds, 2 steals, 2 blocks, a typical Serena Sundell stat line. It's the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer, 92-67. No, excuse me, I'm giving BYU 2 more points. 92-65 last night. K-State was basketball sweeps. 12th ranked in the country, sweeps the state of Utah on the road. And 17 points again. 17 wins for the Lady Cats is the most in the nation. I saw this. I came across this somewhere late last night. So, and they're stuck in the top 15. I don't know what's getting through y'all heads that this team that this team is pretty damn good. They just went on the road, beat a ranked Utah team, 22nd in the nation. They cream BYU, right? BYU 1-4 now in Big 12 play, 10-6. K-State still unbeaten conference play in 17-1. The first quarter was close, but after that, again, K-State, but this time it started in the second quarter, but then in the third quarter, they continued their dominance in the third quarter, then BYU outscored K-State in the fourth there as well. Yeah, Terrence Sides, 24 minutes in the game, but only 5 points. Aoka Lee, where's Aoka Lee at? Lost in the mix. 19 points, 8 of 14 from the field in this one. Perfect from the stripe, from the free throw line there as well for Yoki. 7 rebounds, an assist, a block, and look at this. 4 steals for, look, she got some hands now. Aoka Lee got some hands, 4 steals on the night. Jalen Glenn, 8 points. Sienna Walker added 6 as well. Taylor Kennedy. I gotta get somebody a dollar every time I say that. Kennedy Taylor. We switch it. It's still a name. But Kennedy Taylor is her name. Only 2 points off the bench in 7 minutes of action. Maya Lester also saw 7 minutes of action. Gisela Sanchez got the most minutes he saw since being injured. 18 minutes. 6 points for Gisela. She turned the ball over a couple of times. Had an assist with it. 3 rebounds as well. Sienna Walker, 6 points as well. Look, again, a little bit more deeper than last year's team, obviously. But when you're getting, again, anybody can go off of this team on every given night, and I've been saying it all year. It really goes back to last year. Any one of these ladies can go off and carry a team. It ain't just Aoka Lee anymore, or Serena Sedef for that matter. Jalen Glenn can go off. Point Dexter, Kennedy Taylor, Taryn Sides. Yeah, you get it. You get it by now. And Tamir Point Dexter, it was her turn to spin the wheel and go off on an opponent. And this time, it was BYU Cougars as the Cats shot 52% from the field as a team last night. 46% shooting from the field. It's the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports postcast. 17th win for the ladies over last night. The BYU Cougars on the road, and they're coming back home. Still undefeated in conference play and only 1 loss. Well, just one. In the 2024-25 campaign, 14 second chance points, 44 points in the paint, 4 fast breaks, points there, points off of turnovers, 14 in that. When we talk about deep, 23 points coming from the bench. Yeah, that's something right there. So, looking at all that right there, let's see here. Let me see here. Yeah, we'll end it with this. Jeff Mitty here. We'll end this postcast with this here as I was looking for their next opponent there. Well, actually, I'm going to jump there first before. So now, next, 2-game home swing with the Arizona teams. You just swept. You just swept the teams from Utah. Utah 22nd and BYU yesterday. Now you got to play the Arizona teams, beginning with Arizona on Thursday, 6:30 in Manhattan. So with school starting back up, with the spring semester starting back up, winter/spring semester starting up, fans, students, y'all got to show up. Show up for this team. We shouldn't have no lackadaisical crowd in at the Dome. We shouldn't have that. We are 18 games deep in the season. Calling out all K-State Nation, show up, and I have no question they will, but I put an extra emphasis on it. Yes, even though I can't get there, it's a work night. I can't get there, but you guys can. Manhattan, Kansas, students, this team's balling out. Men ain't balling out right now. This team's balling out. Go out, go show your support for the Lady Cats as they're on a run. This team should be a top 10 team. I'll know why we're still sitting here having this team top 15 team. If we're sitting here having the most nation wins in the nation. I don't understand that. But anyways, I'll get out of my soapbox off of that. We'll end this postcast with Jeff Mini about, I'm going to talk about, I'm saying depth throughout this postcast. We'll end it with this. Jeff Mini saying in his post-game presser last night, part of it anyways, goes on to say, quote, "I think all 10 on our roster can really play. There were things I was not happy about in this game, but I think when we're at our best, we got all 10, and certainly we had good balance over the course of the season. It's been a big strength of ours. Tamira, I thought tonight, played with a great balance to her game. I thought defensively she played very well. You know, I think one of the things that we're all striving for when you have that kind of balance we talk about consistently, just making the right play, making the right play." That's it. Right. Pro Project Podcast, all things KC Sports. Jeff Mini talking last night about the depth. Yeah, this team could go too deep. Nobody has to force shots if we're just making the right play. We got enough balance that it might be Tamir's night tonight. It might be somebody else's night the next night, but just try to focus on making the right play. I did think there was a stretch of this game where we got pretty tired. We were fatigued. I mean, we're on a 5-day road swing, and I thought there was some fatigue, but I thought players fought through it and got to the other side of it and played very well. End quote. Jeff Mini, head coach of your K-State Women's basketball team, 12th ranked in the nation, taking down BYU in a sweep of the state of Utah in those 5 days, 92-65, coming back home to take on Arizona on Thursday. Yeah, too deep. And yeah, since that was pretty much what I've been saying all year long about the depth, about this team. And this team is coming back home, continuing to roll, and coming back home now with a 12-game winning streak since the loss to Duke, their only loss of the season. Let me see if I can pull the standings up real quick. Yeah, K-State and TCU, yeah, still locked up, top of the Big 12, 5-0. And they have similar records at 17-1 apiece. So it's they're gonna play TCU down the line somewhere. I don't know when right now, but they're gonna play them for sure as well. But right now, all what K-State knows how to do, women's basketball, they know how to win games and win them decisively. And another win on the road yesterday and complete the sweep. State of Utah. For our Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you get it where our podcasts are found, free and available daily. We're going to have a chance to record K-State content. This postcast will come out tomorrow night. The men, as I'm sitting here right now about to wrap up this podcast, will come out tonight. So you'll have to sit through that. But again, like, subscribe, leave us a rating. Hit the alarm bell. Every time we post an episode of the Pro Project Podcast, you guys will be first to know about it as well. And don't forget about our fresh content over on the Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. GRIER number 3 EDDID Apostrophe's Podcast. Me and Alex Aiden have that episode out now, and I recorded another one before that. That's also up right now, and I'll post the other one that I posted, recorded the other night as well, up there as well. So you're going to have plenty of content over there as well to listen to, and feel free to also go back and listen to older episode bonus content of the Purple Project Podcast. That's going to wrap this up for another victory postcast of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports, Tamira Poindexter goes off 24 points in the win over BYU, 92-65. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Another episode of the Purple Project Podcast in the books. Go Cats!